Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! We're on a roll on a honey.
Welcome to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much. We're ready to go. I hope you are as well. That's right. We're here live back in the Relax In Comfort Studios. Thank you ever so much for listening to us wherever you are listening, whoever you are listening, on FM 105.5 or AM 660 The Answer. Of course, now also on Alexa devices, all about town and all about the all about. And then, of course, on AM660TheAnswer.com. And your smart devices, if you've downloaded, you can still do it, the free Answer Orlando app. Okay, in the studio with me tonight, of course, is the union boss himself, fixing to leave on a week-long union boss business trip. That'd be the chairman of the board, Michael McBath.
Well, it's not all work, but I'm actually very enthused about getting out there and expressing my opinion about this kneeling aspect that just turns my stomach. You know, and I am on the national board,
yep.
And we do carry a lot of weight, and I'm sure our union chief isn't going to like what I have to say, I can assure you this.
All right.
Oh, well, he needs to grow up.
Oh, well, that's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. On the bridge, once again, is Nick LoCicero, and you can give us a call at 407-774-8255. We got Sheriff David Clark, who's going to join us at the bottom of this hour. And our old buddy Nostradamus is going to stop by a little bit later on in the show as well. And in the meantime, we got a lot to talk about. But first, I want to just thank everybody who showed up last night and or who listened on the radio to the Apopka City Council town hall that we held. And hopefully, if you're in Apopka, you got... Now a better idea of the candidates. I think you got a tough choice, to be honest with you. There were a lot of good candidates there last night. There are a couple of issues that They were contrasting, you know, they weren't all on the same page on every issue. There was some agreement, but there were disagreements. And once again, the whole point wasn't to get them arguing with one another, but in a conversational type fashion, allow them to express their views so that you can see for yourself the differences in their opinions.
You know, Chris, one thing about that, because, you know, I have somewhat, when these people come in, and it was great to see how the whole presentation went and everything else, but it is important that the public comes out to these things, because these people can actually cause more damage to your financial well-being than the people in national politics because of the taxation policies relative to, you know, real estate, water, sewer. I mean, I can tell you episodes up in Mount Dora on this water stuff that are just insane. But you got to be out there. If you're not paying attention, they run wild.
In many ways, local officials can affect your life more in a day-to-day living.
Particularly if you're in the development business.
Right.
You know, try developing a property. Oh, nightmare.
So, anyway, it was some good contrast.
It was great.
Was
great.
So, once again, thanks. They are going to rebroadcast it when I get the time and the station. They're going to rebroadcast it. It's going to be our sister station, WTLN. I'll let you know so that you can hear it again or hear it if you did not hear it. But once again, thanks for the folks who did come out and participate and those folks who listened on the radio. And by the way, the election is going on and actual election day is Tuesday. So if you're an Apopka resident, please inform yourself and get out and vote. And don't forget the mayor's race is going on as well. All right. So the market today, bounce back.
Chris, this was sort of a unique day. It seems like the daily market movement seems to have a split personality type look. You know, in other words, it's either way down, way up, whatever.
It's kind of like if it starts out down, it ends up up.
It
starts out up, it ends up down.
And like this morning, obviously, it opened up on the downside. I think it was down about 300 points. At one time, we were down 349 points.
On the Gary Cohn news.
And it was on the Cohn. But, you know.
And probably more so, though, the tariffs.
But the other aspect, right. The other aspect is the complete story. And the tariffs haven't come out. But the important thing, what I got a kick out of this morning, ADP, which comes out with the job hires, the new job hires, this is phenomenal what's taking place. They came out today with 235,000 new jobs added to the economy. Now, watch this. Last month, they had 236,000, and then they had to up it to 246. And in the last 5 months, they've had virtually over 200,000 plus, and this is one of the greatest movements they've ever seen. And unemployment now will break below 4, which I'm not sure we've ever seen.
That's unheard of, right?
Break, and then the other thing too is they really expect that in some areas, not all, but they're in essence going to be somewhat of a shortage of workers. And
right.
But I would say that the market came all the way back, closed. It was down like 82, which I think is like a nothing move, a nothing burger, we might term it.
Right.
And the reality of it is, I think the Gary Cohn thing has pretty well been dissected, of course, by the right and the left. And, you know, same, hate to see you go, Larry, but, you know, Kudlow's pretty good. A few of the other guys that could take your place are very smart individuals. And then, you know, Mnuchin came out today and he just said he just believes that terrorists will not affect growth. And, you know, so we'll see where we go. But did it really shake the market? Not that much at this point, particularly, which we can go in a little bit later with the Sarah Sanders came out with
actually,
her explanation
this afternoon,
also.
And go ahead and do it now. When she came out with her remarks in the press briefing.
Yep. And she made it very clear that these tariffs are going to be selective. They're going to be carved in. They're going to be based upon different criteria. The criteria could be security. You know, other tariffs.
She strongly signaled that Mexico and Canada will be exempted.
Right.
And other nations as well. And she said because of national security in the case of Mexico and Canada. And because our steel and particular our aluminum industries are so sort of intertwined in particular with Canada. So, but the bottom line is that's what the market was wanting to hear. Now, we originally thought that's what was going to happen, but then over the weekend, you had his trade advisor out there, and he was being adamant that no, it was going to be across the board But he was the only one saying that.
Right.
Wilbur Ross was actually saying, you know, the president will make the decision in the end. And it really flustered
Wilbur Ross tempers,
the liberals.
Right. He really tempers it down.
Right.
He shows, gives examples. I think he
Well, not only that, but what he kept saying was he didn't know what the final version was. Now, that's not how he was stating it. But what he was saying is the president will make the final decision in the end. And we won't really know what that is until he makes it.
And I like the statement, the president will cut the best deal for America.
Right.
And that's the reality of why he made such maybe an aggressive statement initially and even pointed out with the European Union. The European Union isn't any great trader with us. You know, yet they really take us over the barrel. And the reality of it is, yes, it might be bad for relationships and all that, but economically, not that big of a deal.
Let me ask a question. And I don't know, maybe how many countries in the world impose tariffs?
I would actually think.
I'll give you a hint. You don't even have to know how many countries there are in the world to answer this question. How many countries in the world impose tariffs?
Then you're saying none?
It would be the opposite of none. All. All countries in the world impose tariffs.
That's the
They're talking
with,
about kicking off a trade war. Mm-hmm. What President Trump is pointing out in his way, his magnificently brilliant way, is that, ladies and gentlemen, we are already in a trade war, and they're whooping our you-know-what.
And we have lost it for years.
And we have getting whooped and whooped and whooped. And we've been getting whoopings, as Muhammad Ali used to say. And what he's trying to do is, say, reverse the trend or at least stop getting us whooped. And so these tariffs are from a low of about 3% to over 20%, depending on who it is and what it is they're imposing the tariff on. And the tariffs are even on oil, automobiles, motorcycles.
Right.
What was it they were threatened about? Harley-Davidson? There are already tariffs on Harley-Davidson. They would not be imposing tariffs on Harley-Davidson. They would be increasing tariffs on Harley-Davidsons. So don't give me this nonsense that tariffs, you know, going to start a trade war. We's already in a trade war, and President Trump is trying to end it, or at least give us the upper hand in it for
you
a little
what,
while.
Over the last 43 years on the deficit side, we're minus $15 trillion.
And how much are we in debt right now? How much are we in debt? About $20 trillion.
Yeah.
Well, I know where 15 of that went.
Yeah.
Now Art Laffer was on this morning, and he was arguing.
Kemp's guy.
No, well, but he was arguing, no, don't do the tariffs, especially a blanket tariff, because it's good that we are transferring our wealth out of the country. And why is it good that we are transferring the wealth out of the country? We make other people rich so that they can come back here and buy our assets.
Do you know how many countries?
Now, Art Laffer is a brilliant man, but he had me a laughing this morning.
I mean, imagine all the countries we actually have lift out of poverty.
Yeah.
Massive.
And then what do
Massive.
They do? They come back here and buy our stuff. Now, lo and behold, every now and then, fortunately, we do have economic downturns, and a lot of them end up having to liquidate it back to us, like what happened up there in the Rockefeller Center. Do you remember the Japanese bought it, and then they had to sell it back? So, you know,
deal went bad.
That's all a part of capitalism. But once again, you know, we need to now protect the United States economy and make it strong. And if you will, start the cycle all over again.
Right.
Right?
Yep. I mean, I think it's somewhat simple. You know, when you're buying something, right, you send your money away.
Right.
When you're selling something, you bring your money in.
Right.
So it's just a case that he, I think, is going to try to level the playing field for the American worker.
Right.
You know, try to enhance our productivity. We got to stop this China situation where, like, with steel. Not only do they dump steel, but they also do it on the side through other countries, you know, even though it's China's stuff coming in.
China's
producing
50% of the world's steel right now.
Right.
And the market is already saturated.
Right. I mean,
they are trying to monopolize the market by putting everybody else out of business.
Right. Overcapacity is killing them.
And Trump
made a mistake.
Understands that.
Yep.
And he's trying to do something about it. So I think he deserves the benefit of the doubt. All right, let's take a break and come back on the other side. Don't forget, Sheriff David Clark is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. You can join us as well at 407-774-8255. By the way, did you hear about the red snake they found in Iran?
Well, I think it might be the red snake?
A red snake.
Was Barack Obama visiting?
No.
Oh, no. And then what was it?
Well, I'll tell you this. It was 125 miles long.
Oh, we'll get the message on that when we get back.
Well, right? We'll get to it a little bit later on in the show. We'll be telling you about the red snake, the 125-mile-long red snake they found in Iran. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show, and that ain't no snake bite.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Your I-4 slowdowns are starting in Lake Monroe, and they continue westbound to downtown Orlando and even past it. It doesn't clear up until after the Millennia area and even after Dr. Phillips. Almost a celebration. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to Pine Hills. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 all the way to Gotha. 408 eastbound is congested in the Azalea Park area and the 408-417 exchange. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
That brings back memories, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Do you remember watching, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The eyepieces, the black mask. Could they do that type of show anymore with all the political correctness, you know?
He was black.
Would Toronto be subservient to the Lone Ranger? I don't know.
Of course, would a black man wear a black mask or a white mask to hide his identity? All right, anyway, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. The Lone Ranger, the Lone Star State, the Republic of Texas is still the Republic of Texas, and it is still red. Yes, after all the fall draw, all the whipped up emotion that the Democrats were running the table in Texas. Well, no, the Republicans ran the table in Texas, and showed up in big numbers yesterday in Texas primaries. But now those are primary votes. Obviously, there'll still be the elections later on down the line. But nonetheless, Ted Cruz won handily his primary battle. And
I mean, they really win-handed. I saw the numbers. That was ridiculous. You wonder why they even waste their time.
It wasn't even close.
It was massive slaughter.
Right. Now, Texas is suffering from a migration of liberals from California to Texas.
But would that many liberals come across?
It hasn't turned them yet.
Yeah,
anyway.
I was going to say, those liberals left California because they didn't like those liberal tax policies.
Well, unfortunately, they bring a lot of those policies with them. And cities like Houston, which has always been kind of liberal,
right,
is even more liberal now. And Dallas has become liberal. So once again, it's like we see across the country. You look at a map of the United States, mm-hmm. you will see in the large metropolitan areas, they're blue.
Right.
The rest of the country is red. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much how Texas looks now as well. But nonetheless, they took care of business. And then, of course, I guess you could consider the president a lone ranger, too, out there sometimes, especially on things like tariffs. Let's see what Will thinks. Thank you for calling tonight, Will. We appreciate you being out there.
Christopher Hart, longtime listener, first-time caller. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Listen, a pleasure. Listen, I just wanted to say, if President Trump succeeds with these negotiations with North Korea, the press, as hypocritical as they are, should give him absolute, you know, kudos, because that would be a major achievement on the world scene. It would calm a lot of people down, and he would look as a total victor, because he would show that strength leads the United States, and that's the message we have to send across, just like Teddy Roosevelt did with his great fleet when he toured the world with the U.S. Navy. He says, you mess with us, you're going to pay. Leave us alone, we respect you. And that's what Trump is doing. And if he succeeds with this North Korean fanatic, I think it's going to send a loud message to, not only has he sent it to the Syrians already, but it's going to be a resounding message, and it's going to be a good message. The other message regarding, the statement regarding, the trade tariffs, Wilbur Ross, which is a skilled negotiator, skilled trade diplomat, he says that it's negligent, the tariff that we're going to have on GNP and on this, confrontational attitude that we're getting from Europe.
Right.
It's not significant, and I don't know what the senators, why Graham and these other senators are complaining so loudly. And I don't know why Gary Cohn left. I mean, it had to be something else. Because how can tariffs alone be such a big issue?
Okay, I want to address both of those things. But first of all, I want to ask you to stay on the line and give Nick your address. I'd love to send you a Cafe Positano gift certificate, if you don't mind.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening. We appreciate that. First of all, about the tariffs. Yeah, what Wilbur Ross is saying is the overall effect on the GDP would be negligible, less than 1%.
Right, plus Mnuchin came out and virtually backed them up earlier.
Right. And once again, they are already imposing tariffs on all of the products that they threatened. The whiskey, the jeans, the Harley-Davidson, pretty much every product that we export has a tariff on it. Right. And it's because those are the things that can still sell over there, even with the tariffs, so they can make money on it. So it's, once again, it's about balancing the playing field, is all the president is trying to do. And once again, if you go read the book, The Art of the Deal, Chapter 2, you'll see what he's doing here. He's done it all his life. It's worked all his life, and it appears to be working in North Korea as well. Now, we have to be very cautious about that. But once again, Donald Trump changes the equation when he gets involved in the negotiations, whether it's over nuclear missiles or the price of steel. And he begins to drive the conversation. The conversation was turned on North Korea. They became the problem. Whereas before, it was us who was the problem, right? With prior presidents. And with tariffs, he's changing the conversation. Everybody, even if they don't like the tariffs, they say, but he's right in the sense that we're not getting treated properly.
Plus, he's living up to his promise.
And
what did he promise when he ran for office?
Right. And when you change the conversation, you change the mindset. And it happens kind of like that. So you're right. I appreciate your phone call there, Will. So once again, if you'll stay on the line, we'll take care of that for you. But you're right on both points.
You know, another thing, Chris, too, is which you keep forgetting, but Gary Cohn, in life, has been a Democrat. You know, he's a world
globalist. He's still a Democrat.
By dictation, that's what he is. Yep. He's a Goldman Sachs former president.
He was there to help get the tax plan through.
He did a good job in the other areas.
He's been twiddling his thumbs.
But this is where it didn't work out.
All right. Don't twiddle around, though. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A middle school teacher in southern New Jersey has been struck by lightning during a thunderstorm sweeping up the East Coast. The woman was holding an umbrella when the strike occurred. Police say she didn't lose consciousness and was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The second major snowstorm to slam the Northeast in a week is producing reports of flashes of lightning and booming thunder. The White House says Mexico, Canada, and other countries may be exempted from President Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs under national security carve-outs. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the exemptions would be on a case-by-case and a country-by-country basis. The openness to exemptions is a reversal from the policy articulated by the White House just days ago, that there will be no exceptions to Mr. Trump's plan for tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow down by 83 points, but the NASDAQ rose 25. This is SRN News.
News and the latest answer traffic now.
Osceola County deputies were called to Roomba Inn and Suites earlier this afternoon, where they started a death investigation. We'll keep you posted as soon as details are released. FDLE Commissioner Rick Swearing said earlier today that the agency subpoenas are being prepared in an investigation into the police response to the mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. He also said the agency will eventually turn over its evidence to Broward County prosecutors. Several Republican legislators wanted the suspension of Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel for their response to the massacre. The Parkland shooter is currently being held in solitary confinement, according to reports. The report said he exhibited awkward behavior and laughed during and after a visit with his attorney. He also requested a Bible to read in his single-person cell in the infirmary. We have a high of 73 and a low of 46. Your AccuWeather details coming up in just a moment. I'm Zlane, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Your I-4 slowdowns are starting in Lake Monroe, and they continue westbound to downtown Orlando and even past it. It doesn't clear up until after the Millennia area and even after Dr. Phillips. Almost a celebration. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to Pine Hills. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 all the way to Gotha. 408 eastbound is congested in the Azalea Park area and the 408-417 exchange. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Back from the dressing room to restretch their tights, here are the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversaries.
Okay, welcome back to the show. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you have the American Adversaries live in the Relax and Comfort Studios. That means you can be a part of the show, too, at 407-774-8255. We appreciate you being out there. Mike McBath, along with me, Christopher Hart, in the studio. We are working to get Sheriff David Clark on the line. As soon as we do, if we can, we'll get him right on up. But in the meantime, we do have other stuff to talk about to you. And but before we get to that, don't forget, tomorrow night is contest night. Here's the contest challenge.
This is exciting. I know a number of people have been looking for what it is for tomorrow, but the contest for tomorrow is going to be, if you shape people's language, you shape the way they think. And, you know, this is really...
We were just talking about that.
I know. This is really the route the Democrats tried to take with this PC garbage, well, which we all, you know, to me,
it's
just...
They've gotten pretty good mileage out of it.
They did, and to me, it's pretty disgusting. So, you know what? Maybe it's time for us to come up with our own language. So what we want you to do, we need a new vocabulary that reflects the actions or life of our politician and movie stars. An example would be, here's a sentence... It was thought the man committed arcincide. Now, what would arcincide possibly mean? Probably it means a questionable death. Don't we know the Clintons? Arcincide. That would be a word I think we could bring into our vocabulary. One that's a bit more on the off-color side is my dog went outside and took an Obama.
Oh, Lord.
Now.
How about a B.O.?
Whatever that means. So, again, we want to incorporate these politicians.
We want to keep it clean, though, right?
We want to keep it clean. We're walking a little bit, but not much. But so come up with your vocabulary to help us better understand the direction we need to go.
Right. Liberals use phrases like undocumented workers when you're talking about illegal aliens. That's the kind of thing we're looking for, okay? So if you can come up with a version of something like that, that's what we're looking for. Once again, that's going to be for tomorrow night. So get those new words and phrases together.
We need to build our new vocabulary book. But here was interesting. Did you see that note on The Bachelor last night? This is a funny story. They had The Bachelor
on. I didn't know you watched that.
No, I didn't. I'll tell you what actually happened.
How would you know?
I was skimming through. I hit it. right? And it was the last, you know, the final countdown, and, you know, everybody's emotionally upset, and this guy's going to marry this girl and all that, and he proposed to her.
Sounds like you know it pretty well here.
But watch this. Yeah. Watch this. Yeah. So then they go to another girl that, you know, we're going to have you up as the Bachelorette. Well, the Bachelorette is like a spinoff of the Bachelor, where there's like a million guys that try to, you know, married a girl, I guess.
Well,
so, but they brought out
that what
five
it usually
of
is,
them. They
out.
Brought out five of the many that they're going to have, and the one kid was from Orlando. He actually played baseball. I think at Masters Academy in Bishop Moore.
No kidding.
But it was funny. My son called me. He goes, "Dad, did you see that guy?" He said he played baseball right here. So he'll be a big star on The Bachelor.
I'm sure he
will. As if he's not eliminated in the first round.
Hopefully he
goes on and wins the prize, whatever that may be.
Whatever that may be. Today in the legislature, Florida legislature looks like it's going to be held over Friday was supposed to be the last day of the session, but they haven't gotten their budget together yet. They're still having some problems over some health care spending. And that is the one thing they actually have to do. You have to pass a balanced budget.
Right.
But it has to be passed. They can't put it off. They can't do a continued.
I think that's wonderful.
Right. So they got to stay at work to pass the budget. And, of course, they're also grappling with a number of other things, including daylight savings time, which the Senate actually passed, which would take us off the you know, the rotation, the changing of it, which would create, shall we say, some very interesting and troublesome consequences because we would be so off with everybody else. But the of course, then there's also the gun control legislation, which they're trying to work through as well. Once again, in the Florida House, as in the Senate, Democrats tried to insert a ban on the quote-unquote assault rifles, which there, once again, I don't want to get too far down there, but there is no such thing that you can buy, okay, that is a true assault rifle. There are the AR-15s, but the AR doesn't mean assault rifle. It means Armalite rifle, the original manufacturer. The bill, also, they tried to strip out the provision that would allow for marshals in schools, that being teachers and others trained properly and certified to carry. And so it is working its way. I didn't check right before airtime, but they're once again trying to get something passed, at least to provide extra funding for school security, some $400 million worth at least, and they're working hard on that.
Now, will they leave if they don't have it passed?
They have to pass a budget. Anything
else? We know that.
Anything else is a maybe. That's all we know, is that they have to pass a budget.
And how long would it be till they return?
They don't return until next year unless the governor calls a special session.
Mm.
So it's not like Washington where they come stay
That's
a couple of days and go home and come back next week for a couple of days and then take the rest of the month off.
Yeah.
No, they are in session just for those few weeks at this time of year. So, but once again, the only thing they have to do is pass a budget, and they do have to do that. So they got to stick around and get that done. And, of course, if that drags on, it gives more time for these other things to come to fruition. So I do believe there'll be something at least passed in terms of gun control in the way of what the Senate passed, probably raising the age limit, maybe extending also the 3-day waiting period, and then, of course, the school security, and the Republicans will push through the school marshals, and the governor will sign that. So
another thing, Chris, you know, on this march coming up, now, do you think there's been any steam lost on this now that the stories constantly rotate in the news? I'll be very interested to see how big a group shows up, you know, and as, again, we know it's an issue that has many answers, which few will work. And,
well, it's interesting you say that because today, after one Stephanie, I forget her last name, but she's more commonly known by the moniker Stormy Daniels, filed a suit against Donald Trump.
Wait a second. That had anything to do with the march?
Well,
maybe to Donald Trump, but not the march in Washington.
Right. Yeah. What I'm saying is that CNN, once that became news, suddenly refocused their attention away from the march.
Oh, now, I could imagine. I guarantee
that. Obviously, it's just a day's news cycle.
Did you see that?
But something else happened, okay, I believe yesterday, that could also dramatically change the debate about this Parkland stuff and school security, once again, in the president's favor. Mm-hmm. And you probably haven't heard much about this, if anything. I'm going to call it the Pine View Bomber. The Pine View Bomber is a high school student in a school called Pine View High School in, of all places, Utah.
And boy, you're talking about a place that's pretty calm relative to
you,
some other areas.
You might think so. You know, this is the place that Mitt Romney wants to bring Utah to Washington, D.C. or something like that. Anyway, this kid evidently had been taken in by the Islamic State propaganda and has become a Islamic stater. And he had evidently sprayed some graffiti on another local high school that he did not attend. And also, as part of the graffiti, I guess, wrote, ISIS is coming. All right. Well, ISIS showed up at his school when he delivered to the school in a backpack and evidently left it in a lunchroom area and set it off. Now, it did not explode. Another student happened to see smoke coming out of the backpack. So he alerted the teacher. The teacher was smart enough to say, hey, that might be a bomb.
Yeah, right.
And evacuated everybody out to the, got everybody out on the football field. The first responders came in and, in essence, did not defuse the bomb because it, in essence, fizzled out. However, the bomb squad said that it could very easily have gone off. And if it had gone off, there would have been multitudes of casualties, both dead and wounded. And it wasn't a gun.
Now that's
it was not a gun.
Yeah.
It was not even a knife. It was a bomb.
And again, and it was, this fellow was ISIS oriented, we'll say, right?
Yeah.
Now my question in that is, remember how we talk about these videos and Hollywood?
Well, this is beyond that. This is Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, turning
social
a blind
media.
Eye to the Islamic State, putting their propaganda out there because they're so damn busy making sure conservatives don't say something that's going to upset some flaky snowflake liberal. You see? In their eye, we are a bigger problem than is the Islamic State. There was something I saw on the Morning Joke yesterday morning.
It's interesting that story wasn't a bigger story, though. You know, having, it was a story.
Why isn't it a bigger story?
It's quite obvious why.
Okay.
It infringes upon the other one.
Right.
Right.
It makes these kids and all these idiots out there talking about school safety and being all about the NRA and guns and everything look like the stupid fools that they are.
Well, you need to shut down all the bomb-making factories.
No, that's the whole problem, see? The kid goes down to Home Depot, gets the outer part
you
of the device,
right?
Then he can go down to basically the grocery store. It don't take a whole lot. As I said, flour is an explosive under the right conditions. Flour! Now, you're not going to see too many ISIS bombs made out of flour, granted. But the point being, you're talking about fundamental elements that can be commonly found or scrounged up. And anybody can do it if they have the true motivation and a half a lick of sense.
Well,
so, once again, school security has got to be viewed in a much larger and broader, shall we say, way than simply the NRA and guns. And to limit it to that is infantile. It is childish, which once again, why it may be so very appropriate that they now have a bunch of infantile children out there making the argument for them.
You know, so we might be fortunate if the legislature in Florida doesn't finish off and maybe thinks about this for a while. You know, because the more you think deeper into the issues, I'm not sure they've come up with all the right solutions yet.
Well, once again, the solution really isn't to protect the kid. It's all about liberalism, you see. And in this particular case, it's all about defeating and demoralizing anything that has to do, and anybody that has anything to do with Donald Trump. There's a new book out. It's called People versus Democracy. Who do you think is the villain in a book called People versus Democracy written about the Trump era?
I would guess the people.
The people who elected Donald Trump.
Yeah, you are the culprit. You put this animal in the office.
Haven't we talked about this on the show
before?
Many
times, right.
You see, Donald Trump ain't the problem. He's the, to these people, he's the symptom.
Well, you're the,
we are the problem, don't you see?
You're the deplorable, Chris.
Right.
You know, come on.
Right.
You know.
She wasn't kidding around.
Yeah.
You see? So, the bottom line here is, once again, truth always has a way of interrupting the fools. And it has done so now. Now, we will see if this gets any play at all out there. Okay? Because there are several angles here that should be getting dramatic play. One, the Islamic State was able to influence a high school kid in Utah.
And how did that information on the Islamic State come through? Social media, maybe videos, maybe, who knows?
Right.
Right.
And then the kid went to carry out his destruction with a homemade bomb.
And he delivered it right into the internal part of the school.
Right. Where there would be a lot of kids around at that particular time of the day.
Yep.
Right? Now, I wonder if CNN's going to go hauling their butt out to Utah to talk to this student who saw the thing smoking on the ground and told the teacher about it and, in essence, became the hero.
Didn't they fly out?
Do you think they're going to do that? I don't think so.
Didn't they fly out to Thailand to meet with the Russian hooker to talk about Don Trump just a few days ago?
That's right. You see,
you know what I mean? I guess that was a more important story.
They're more intrigued about talking about these hookers and these porn stars. And I got news for these folks.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Go ahead and talk about it, because the people that matter don't give not one hoot in you know where. We don't care. If Donald Trump did do it, more power to
him. Whatever.
Right?
Yep, whatever.
It ain't none of our business. What's our business is what the man's doing now. And it's like we said so many times before, there's only one perfect individual in the Bible. Everybody else in there who did God's work was imperfect in their own way. And a lot of them a whole lot worse than this guy, right? Well, so don't go giving me this nonsense that this is going to somehow change the dynamic here. All it does is show that these people who are reporting this stuff and who are seem to be so mesmerized by it can't get their own minds out of the gutter and just are a bunch of, you know
at the,
trivial pursuing, shall we say, amateurs.
Sarah Sanders today, you know, at the White House press conference, they came in with this women aspect, you know, Stormy and all that, right?
By the way, that was, according to Stormy, totally consensual.
Well, I know. But what I laughed about was Sarah would take him right off track and go right into all his accomplishments. Say, you know what, you're going to have to talk to somebody else. This really doesn't have any relevance. And by the way, we got lowest unemployment, it was great. The way she just whacks him around, just terrific.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. And stick around. We got a whole lot more to do tonight. We are still trying to get Sheriff David Clark on the line. And, you know, the DOJ sued California today.
Mm-hmm.
So he may be in high-level discussions over that. Anyways, please stick around for us, because we will be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut, impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You still have slowdowns on I-4 in the Lake Monroe area all the way down past downtown, and it doesn't clear up until after Dr. Phillips, close to Celebration, actually. Highway 50 is still slow from before the Orlando Executive Airport to Pine Hills. You're slow and go. 408 westbound is congested until right after John Young Parkway, almost reaching Gotha. 408 eastbound is still congested in the Azalea Park area and the 408-417 exchange. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
You gotta keep them separated.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in tonight. That's right, you got the American Adversaries, where we separate fact from fiction, truth from lies, and the real news from the fake stuff. Talking about the real deal. The real deal has entered the studio in the form of Nostradamus.
They tried to keep me separated from the American adversaries, but I'm back. And
you look
thank
good,
you.
Nostra.
Like a yo-yo or a rubber band. He's styling
and profiling.
Let me just say,
great.
Prayer works, and thank you all for praying me back.
You know, we were just talking about this is going to be a short segment, so we're just going to kind of tease you what we're going to be talking about in the next half hour. Along with the red snake they found in Iran.
Mm-hmm. 125
right.
miles.
But this has to do with this whole discussion that we were just talking about, school safety and gun control and all of this.
Eyes running.
Right, and how the left has been, shall we say, doing some homework. And not only have they been organizing grassroots things, but they've been doing it in a very, shall we say, methodical way. Would that be accurate?
They plod right in and kind of like... what is it? China doesn't have watches. They have calendars.
Right.
They will let time go by. They're very patient. So is the left.
Right. It's a game of incrementalism, getting a little bit here and a little bit there. But there is rhyme and reason to it. And that's what we're going to go into some in the next hour. And what is this called again? What kind of analysis?
It is the Spectrum of Allies analysis. And if you go to our Facebook page, American Adversaries, pinned to the top is the link to the story I'm talking about, a guy named David Hines who writes for The Federalist.
Yeah.
Interesting story.
Getting a lot of attention. This is sort of rules for radicals type stuff.
It is.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and it can work either way.
Well, let's get it over to the 2020 Republican Club.
That's right. All right. So we'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries. That is American Adversaries on Facebook. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show, coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer, if you'd like to be a part of the show tonight, you can, of course, give us a call at 407-774-8255. In the studio, of course, is the Union Boss. Fixing to leave on Union Boss business, but he will be around for tomorrow night's contest, and we'll get to that here momentarily. Also joining us in the studio now is Nostra Dennis.
Hey there. Hi there. Ho there.
Ho, ho. And I am Christopher Hart. Nicholas Cicero is on the bridge. Just a heads up, if you are a resident of Apopka and couldn't catch the town hall last night, couldn't be there, or couldn't listen on the radio, or you want to hear it again, you will be able to do so tomorrow on our sister station, 1520 WBZW, immediately following Debbie O'Brien's show at 5. So we will excuse you for one day if you're a resident of Apopka to go over there and listen.
It was a very nice turnout.
Yeah, it was.
You know, and I thought it was very informative.
Well done,
I was surprised
too.
How informative it was,
that guy
even
was moderating
by the candidates.
It. Yeah. The moderator, he was pretty good.
Oh, he did a good job. You know, but, I mean, the whole show went off great. You know, it was terrific.
It was pretty easy for me. I just shot the questions out and went up and down the line and let the folks answer. And you got some great qualified, I thought, candidates. They'll all be, you know, have their hearts and minds in the right place. Some maybe a little bit more skilled in terms of, you know, meetings and stuff like that. But the bottom line is, I don't think you could do wrong. Did disagree with some of them on some issues, but that's America, right?
Well, you know, Apopka is an expanding, growing area. And obviously, as we talked about earlier, the public needs to pay attention to these local people that get elected because, boy, they can get into your pocketbook big time.
And local leaders can have such a bigger effect on your life than Trump or your real estate.
That's exactly right.
Just think red light cameras.
Right? Yeah. Oh, so, well. Yeah. You know what? I got nailed by one of those.
Yep.
Shame
in
on
Apopka.
You.
Turning.
Yeah.
And that was one of the issues. You know, did you stop to... I don't know. I'm sure I did.
I'm waiting for my refund for one of our cars. Yeah.
You're an Apopka resident.
Well, see, I'm unincorporated Apopka in Seminole, so I'm not allowed to vote for Apopka City elections. Otherwise, I would.
But you're in the unincorporated area
It's on the seminal line
not the south.
Of the city.
Okay. No, no.
So the post office says we're in a popco. I'm really Altamont Springs.
Right. Yeah. It's an address kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a lot to talk about. 407-774-8255 is the number. We had difficulty getting through to Sheriff Clark earlier, so we will rebroadcast, reschedule that interview. But we do still have Corey Lewandowski scheduled for Friday. And by the way, tomorrow he's going back to speak again in front of the House Intelligence Committee.
Good.
So we will be talking to him fresh off of that.
Maybe we'll get some inside information.
Right. All right. So let me go through some news, and we're going to tie some information out into this, the news, especially coming out of South Florida and what the liberals are up to with the NRA and working on corporations to drop the NRA and that sort of thing. But first of all, the red snake in Iran was found.
I've been waiting for this, Chris. Okay.
I was talking about this. Iran has found a red snake, or I should say the United States found a red snake in Iran, 125 miles long.
That's a long snake.
It is a long snake. Now, what do you think it might have been at 125 miles long? That locals call it a red snake. And it, by the way, from satellites, appears to be red.
I just wonder if it were like an area that they were using for military adventures.
Well, let's put it this way. Mm-hmm. Think Trump. Mm-hmm. And then think of a 125-mile-long, quote-unquote, red snake.
Could be a wall.
It could be a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Was a wall that was built by the Persians in about the 5th century. Do you know why they built a 125-mile wall?
Because they're racist.
You think for protection, possibly?
Protecting themselves from what were known during that day as the White Huns.
The hordes of White Huns.
The White Huns were from the Kazakhstan area. And they make ISIS look like, Boy Scouts. To be a man in the White Huns, you had to kill someone else in battle. But you also had to chop off their head and wear it on your belt so that everyone would know that you had indeed attained to manhood.
That's got to be clumsy.
And for about 100 years, they raped, robbed, pillaged, and murdered all across that part of the world. And finally, the Persians built themselves a wall, fortified it with like military posts along the way. And guess what?
Did it work?
It worked.
Huh.
But, you know, when you go back in history, look at everybody. Look at the Chinese Wall.
Chinese Wall, sure.
Not just that, but in England, between England and Scotland.
Right. They built it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's exactly
right. What did it bring when they built it? It brought something called peace, spelled P-E-A-C-E.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, this 125-mile-long wall was made out of bricks that were hewn by hand. It wasn't as though they piled a bunch of rocks up on top of one another.
Now this was
it was a pretty magnificent architectural and engineering feat, and it went all the way from the Caspian Sea to the mountains.
Now, is the wall actually we can see it, or was it picked up by satellite? Whereby you know how there's some
the locals know it very well.
They do know it.
Oh
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And there are ruins of it all along the way, and it was detected by satellite, which has got the curiosity up to go investigate and see exactly what it was and why it was built.
Now, where did the White Huns derive from?
The Kazakhstan area.
Kazakhstan.
That's not Attila's Huns, are they?
No, that's why they were called the White Huns.
That's why they were called the White Huns, because they're probably coming out of the Russia sector.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yep.
But when you get tagged with that that label Hun, that means, Hun, they don't want you. You ain't welcome. Mama ain't going to welcome you home to their daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. These are the bad, bad boys of the bad, bad boys. These were really, made the Vikings look like Boy Scouts.
They're not the JV.
No. These were the real deal. And for 100 years, as I said, they raped, robbed, and pillaged that whole part of the world.
Well, so how are we doing in our sanctuary cities with our illegal immigrants?
Well, speaking of that, the Department of Justice today filed a lawsuit against California. Jeff Sessions delivered the word to California in Sacramento, of course, the capital of California. Jerry Brown did not like it a bit. Jeff Sessions finally showed a little bit of passion that we hadn't actually seen since that one hearing that was in that time.
Yeah,
remember?
Finally.
When he was being accused of being a liar and everything. And he called out the mayor of Oakland, said, how dare you put federal agents at risk? And not only federal agents, but people in the community at risk.
Well, that's the biggest concern.
These were people who had warrants on them. These were people who had criminal charges. These weren't just your, say, run-of-the-mill illegal. These were people that were being pursued because they had had legal issues beyond being here illegally.
Can you imagine, though, trying to keep these people in your community? Are you sick? Are you that sick?
Ask the mayor of Oakland.
Yep.
Just ask her.
That's not right.
Now, technically speaking, she did not do anything illegal. But there are a couple of laws which are, these are the focus of the law, the lawsuit, where they are, in essence, asking people to do things illegal. One of the lawsuits is, one aspect of the lawsuit is against a law that California passed and signed by Jerry Brown, which is if you're an employer, if you're a private business person, and you're employing somebody that ICE comes looking for, and they start asking you questions.
You can't say anything.
Right.
Nothing.
By law. By penalty
or you go
of going to
jail.
Right.
Right. Isn't that just horrendous?
Well, not only that, but not only is it aiding and abetting criminals, but it's violating your First Amendment right to freedom of speech. Now, you can tell the guy, the agents, to stuff it. You don't want to help them. And then perhaps put yourself in jeopardy. But to say that you can't say anything at all for penalty of going to jail, that ain't right. And then the other one is a similar law that has to do with public officials.
Well, federal law, doesn't it override state law, right?
It does.
Right. So, I mean, this garbage just has to stop.
It matters of security, at least.
Right.
Federal law takes precedence.
And this is how many Supreme Court cases start.
Right.
If you study the Supreme Court, you don't see them, shall we say, in the limelight as so much anymore, but many Supreme Court cases were the United States versus California, the United States versus Massachusetts, the United States versus Florida, because those legislatures passed laws that stood in direct conflict to federal laws.
And
I'm kind of surprised we haven't seen a United States versus California, Oregon, Washington,
Colorado
for legalizing marijuana. Yep. And they may yet come.
Yeah, but the ultimate end game is in this suit is to force it up to the Supreme Court.
Right.
Let them make a determination.
Right. And to force California to abide by federal law and federal statutes.
If California decides to ignore the Supreme Court, then they got a different issue.
Exactly. Exactly. Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins.
This is another disgusting issue.
I guess they're employing the Trump tactic of keeping people off guard because yesterday they announced that all the players were going to have to stand during the national anthem. And then today came.
The owner, Ross, yesterday announced that he would require all the players to stand for the national anthem. And then the day he changed his mind. Now, if I were a season ticket holder of the Miami Dolphins, and I really mean this sincerely, I would say, you know what, fellas, if I don't want my tickets until you require this to take place. And this is going to be a major issue when people renew their season tickets. They think it was bad with the loss of TV ratings. You wait to see how many season tickets are lost this year because of what took place last year. And, you know, again, just I'll be out there with the current players, and it disgusts me. It disgusts most, I call older Americans for sure, and hopefully the younger ones too. But, you know, and our union head is also another guy who believes, well, they have the right to express, hey, go back to hippie school, buddy.
Well, I believe the players took a vote on it.
Yeah, and they believe they have the right to, okay, then we have a right to not go to the game, and therefore your salaries are going to drop, your pension collapses. But I believe this is going to be so costly with season renewals, I can't wait to see the numbers on season tickets this upcoming year.
Do they think doing this is going to bring people back to the games and viewers back to the TV
What I don't understand is, you know, the minute you do it, you alienate 50% of the people. No matter how you justify what your cause is, you just destroyed your own pocketbook to give you the ability to help the people.
You know, occasionally,
that's the worst part about it, idiot.
Occasionally one of them realizes this and changes their tune. like, is it Jennifer Lawrence that's starring in The Red Sparrow?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Okay. And she's announced that she's going to take a year off and work with one of these youth recruiting organizations mm-hmm. for liberal causes. But even she has had to admit that she wants everybody to come see her movies, not just people who agree with her politically. And maybe it's not such a great thing to go out there and express views that are going to upset half her audience.
Think about this. In the word social justice, our current players have had probably 4 contributions to their pension plan over the last 10 years. Our former players have had none. Okay? Now watch this. You guys are worried about social justice. You have all these players in the 60s, the 70s, and 80s. You know, they're dying. They have, sadly enough, many of them didn't do too well in life beyond their football aspect. But you would not want to help them before you go into your social justice campaign, because didn't they start the league for you, start the union for you, start the former player union for you, do all the strikes for you, cause free agencies to make you wealthy?
Yeah, they built what the current players are enjoying.
Yeah. So, I mean,
there's something called karma. There's something called karma. Somebody may need to explain to some of these fellas. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to give you our contest challenge for tomorrow night and describe how that has everything to do with what they've been doing after the Parkland shooting.
Yeah.
And it's called, what is it called? Spectrum of Allies Analysis.
Very good.
All right. Yes. And stick around for more.
This is great.
And more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show, coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios. And don't forget, if you're out and about, check out Relax and Comfort. They got stores in Winter Park. That's the Winter Park Village.
Winter Park Village.
And the Villages. Mm-hmm. And Windermere. And, of course, up there at the Seminole Town Center. And check out, ask about the massage chairs, because somebody's going to win one on our show coming up here in the near future. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show featuring Nostradamus.
Yay. He's back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499, jerrysmb.com.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You still have slowdowns on I-4 in the Lake Monroe area all the way down past downtown, and it doesn't clear up until after Dr. Phillips, close to Celebration, actually. Highway 50 is still slow from before the Orlando Executive Airport to Pine Hills. You're slow and go. 408 westbound is congested until right after John Young Parkway, almost reaching Gotha. 408 eastbound is still congested in the Azalea Park area and the 408-417 exchange. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Excellent choice, Chris.
Hey, that excellent. Linen guy. You got it right every now and then.
You're talking about John, not the flat here.
Yeah. Well, both. Okay. Were they both false.
They were way before their time politically.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. All right. So mind games, in essence, is what's being played on us here.
You heard the lyric right after that? Pushing the barrier.
Pushing the barrier. That's
exactly what they're doing.
And planting seeds. Right? And so this is going to tie into our contest, but I want to get Nostradamus started on this. It's called Spectrum of Allies Analysis. Right. Now, granted, this is stuff you might study in a really good political science program.
And be tested.
But this is how the liberal works, okay? Yeah. Once again, this is sort of rules for radical stuff. Dennis.
Yeah, it is. It's right out of the Rules for Radicals playbook, and it's something that I saw online about a week ago, and I was just fascinated as I dug more deeper into it. And the author is a guy named David Hines. You may know him. He's a contributor to The Federalist, who, Chris, you said is normally a right-wing, maybe libertarian-ish kind of publication.
Yeah, conservative slash libertarian, but they came out adamantly against Trump.
So there's a lot of that, too. There's, you know, I mean, they're conservative without being supporters of the current administration, per se.
And even now, only reluctantly so.
Right. And now, this is not even an article in a newspaper. It's not even an article on their online presence. It's a series of tweets pieced together, because that's how some of the better minds in politics today are communicating, not just President Trump. There's a lot of people that are putting their thoughts out there in tweets and just building on them, and you put 10 or 12 tweets together and you have an article. Right. So he's talking about a strategy, it's a tool, he says, that the left uses to perfection that most of the right doesn't know about. And I really hadn't heard of this before. And the more I read it, the more I said, oh my gosh, this is what they're doing. I know exactly what they're doing. Now we know what to call it. And if you go to our website, you go to the Facebook page, American Adversaries, you can see both the little chart that's handwritten on here as well as basically an overview of what it is we're talking about. It's called the Spectrum of Allies Analysis. You know that the left is great at putting people into boxes.
Right.
Well, what they do here is, for all things political, every social issue, what they do is they chop up America into five different categories. Not just left or right, because there's a broad spectrum.
Right.
There's a lot of people in the middle, but it's even more than left, middle, right. You can either be, on any issue, an active ally, a passive ally, you can be neutral, you can be a passive opponent, or you can be an active opponent.
Okay.
And the left's going to treat you differently based on where you are.
Let's give an example. Let's say on gun control, okay, an active ally would be somebody who joins the NRA and is outspoken about gun rights and Second Amendment rights.
Yep.
A passive ally would be somebody who cheers them on but doesn't really do anything about it.
That'd be me.
All right. Neutral would be somebody who today, okay, like the Second Amendment, tomorrow, maybe gun control is a good idea.
Ideally, most businesses would fall into neutral.
Correct. Passive opposition would be the opposite of Dennis. It'd be somebody who doesn't agree with the Second Amendment rights but doesn't really do anything about it. And the active opposition would be like these students and Bloomberg and people who are getting out there and working hard.
Putting their money into it.
And the people financing these
students.
Right,
right. So that's sort of the layout. Now, when we come back, we'll tell you how the mechanism works and how our contest
ties right into it.
It fits right into this.
That's amazing. We thought of this contest weeks ago.
We did.
Here we are.
All right, just dovetail in.
It's what I call divine intervention.
Yeah.
Peggy's on the line. We'll get her phone call, too. You can join us as well at 407-774-8255. And thank you for being there. We'll be right back. And thank you for being there. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. More than 100 House Republicans are asking President Trump to reconsider the idea of broad tariffs on steel and aluminum imports in order to avoid unintended consequences to the U.S. economy. The lawmakers say in a letter to Mr. Trump that tariffs are taxes that make U.S. businesses less competitive and consumers poorer. Earlier Wednesday, the White House said Mexico, Canada, and other countries may be exempted from Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs under national security carve-outs. Attorney General Jeff Sessions brought the Trump administration's feud with California to the doorstep of the state capitol on Wednesday, suing over its sanctuary state law and dramatically escalating a war with the left-wing powerhouse in a sharp exchange of words with Democratic Governor Jerry Brown. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 83 points, but the NASDAQ rose 25, the S&P declined 1. More details at srnnews.com.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals. Like Bahama Cruises from $229 per person. How about an Alaska 7-night cruise starting at $599 per person? Caribbean 7-night cruises are starting at $349 per person. Receive free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterway River cruises. Special savings on all-inclusive packages to the Dominican Republic and Mexico. Up to 65% off Sandals and Beaches Resorts, plus additional offers. Receive 2-for-1 savings with kids sale for free on MSC Divina and Seaside. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Oh, yeah. Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
Hey, y'all. This is heavyweight professional wrestler Sam Houston. You know, I know true champions in the political professional wrestling ring. The American Adversaries on AM 660. The answer, these guys pile drive liberal baloney.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so very much for being with us tonight. The American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. Got Mike McBath along with Nasher Dennis and myself, Christopher Hart. In the studio, 407-774-8255 is the number. I want to take a few more minutes to talk about this Spectrum of Allies analysis, then we'll go to the phone lines, because, once again, this is what liberals do pretty much in all issues to some extent. What they do is, first of all, they identify where people stand on an issue. They're either very active or they're passive, they're neutral, or they're very much opposed on any given issue. And they may be on the side that's opposed, they may be on the side that is for this issue. But they identify these different groups, and then they try to do something with each group. They try to move people from one group, if you will, to another. Nasher Dennis?
Yeah, like you've said, Chris, in the past, a lot of times conservatives make the mistake of all or nothing. We got to get this whole thing. We got to get it all. If it's anything but everything we want, then it's just not good enough.
Right.
And this is smarter than that. This is more long term. It's incremental. What they do is they find out who you can move one notch over towards their own particular point of view. For instance,
right.
active allies, keep them active, keep them motivated, keep them pumped up, engage them. Passive allies, make them active. Like passive allies, Lyft decided they were going to help by giving people rides to the march in Washington.
Right.
Well, Lyft was a neutral company. Now they're kind of helping
out.
They've
moved over.
So they've moved over to a passive slash active ally, and everybody who takes a Lyft ride over there might not have been interested in the first place, but hey, let's get in the car. Let's go over there and see what's going on. Mm-hmm. It's a way to kind of move people over to become an active ally. Neutrals, if you're right in the middle and you really couldn't care either way, inform or educate them. And I'm putting air quotes around that because we know when a liberal informs or educates you, it's really not that education.
Right, propaganda. Yeah.
But you're at least trying to get them thinking and make them passive allies.
Right.
Passive opponents, try to move them to the center by making them think that their ideas may cost them, but carefully, so they don't come out straight against you. You're like, you probably shouldn't think that way, and here's why.
Right.
And active opponents, well, there you are. That's the get up in your face that Obama was talking about.
Right.
Make it clear that anything that they do against you will cost them. So they retreat to becoming passive opponents. And if you can't do that, isolate them. Just talk about them. Ad hominem attacks are good. Mm-hmm. Do everything you can to shift them to the side of the conversation. And so attacking each of those five slices has been very, very effective, especially in the last 15, 18
but
years.
But you have to ask yourself, though, they did so horrendous in the last election.
Yeah, but look, let's take, once again,
but
let's take...
Does, I mean, it makes sense, but I'm just
let's
saying...
Let's take the Parkland shooting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Parkland shooting is... They are actively trying to do away with the NRA, other such organizations, in order to do something about gun control, okay? So their active allies would be Bloomberg and other such organizations mm-hmm. and, say, these kids. And the passive allies would be people out there who were concerned about these things but didn't say much about it before, but who are potentially...
You can sort of lift them up with, unfortunately, the incident.
Especially if you, say, provide them with a free bus trip to Tallahassee to protest.
Mm-hmm. But many parents are probably passive allies.
Right.
That won't do anything, at least not yet. But they're on the side of
right.
the left.
And then in the middle is the neutral category. And Dennis mentioned that's where most businesses try to reside. They try to sort of stay out of the fray.
For business reasons.
Well, look at what happened this time. Okay, what happened this time with corporations like United Airlines, like Delta Airlines,
like every car rental place in America.
Right. They moved from neutral now to passive allies of the anti-gun crowd.
It was like by Dick's, right?
Taking away Dick's. Very
Dick
good, same thing.
Right.
By either refusing to sell legal guns or by giving the NRA, taking away the NRA's discounts.
And I would suggest that what we are witnessing happening in the Florida legislature is a movement from passive opposition to this sort of thing to
neutral.
To neutral, if you will.
Yeah.
Okay, because it's definitely movement mm-hmm. that way. Now, we'll get school security evidently out of it, but once again, that's more the neutral position, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're trying to walk a tightrope. You're trying to play both ends of the street, so to speak.
And who could be against tighter security in schools?
Right. But and then again, who can be against raising the age on buying an AR-15?
It's changing the conversation.
Exactly, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so then, and of course, they use emotion very effectively to make these moves. Because if you think about it, what we are witnessing is an emotional reaction to the Parkland shooting, which was fed into by these kids. And as we told you from the very start, this was no accident. This was not spontaneous. This was pre-planned, preordained, if you will. And this is how it's playing out. And this is their goal. Okay? They got the Florida legislature to move this time. They've now set the pattern for the rest of the country. Next time, they'll come out for a little bit more.
Now, some people, like conspiracy theorists, have an idea that, you know, they might have actually been behind this. You see all the sheriff's deputies standing outside just waiting for
Boy,
the queue to go in.
Thought.
Well, it's horrible that you can conceive of that.
I understand.
And it's horrible that I think it's possible.
Well, you can even take it further. The fact that this kid was broadcasting to the whole damn world what he was going to do, and they let him do it.
No one did a thing.
Right.
But
so, you know, that's a big leap.
Yeah.
And we don't know. We don't have any evidence. But it worked nicely for them, didn't it?
Yeah, but throw that away. Even if they didn't have a hand in actually creating this event, they certainly knew, here's the next one. This is our opportunity.
Right.
We were going to do it at whatever time they were going to do it. Let's move the timetable up and do it now.
Exactly.
Strike while the iron is hot.
And that is the lesson of this, too, in that is they're ready to do this at the drop of a hat. Whenever. What was it that old Rahm Emanuel said?
Never let a good crisis, go to waste.
Right. And that's what they're doing right now. They're trying to capitalize on this. And I might say they've had some success.
Yeah,
according to this analysis, anyway.
Definitely. And this author, David Hines, goes back to say, it pays to be familiar with your adversary's analytical tools. This isn't the only one they use, but this is a good example of the type of things they do.
But Nostradamus, you know, if you're a Republican, I would assume you're obviously very aware of their techniques here.
I doubt
because
it.
If you're not, I don't know how you could be leading a different group of people. That's pretty sad.
I think a lot of Republicans are just, they see the ball being spun on the Globetrotter's finger, and they're wondering why no one's grabbing it. They can't
figure
out why.
You're not aware of this, and you're leading, like I'm using an example, like a 2020 club or something, and you're not aware of the techniques that will be implemented against you in the area that you cover?
People like us are aware,
yeah.
But you're talking about up there in the swamp. And some of them may be aware and playing along with it.
Right. And some don't care about it. And some know about it, but they know there's not a lot they can do about it.
Right. And once again, the, shall we say, the beauty of this or the potency in this is that it's incremental.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going for big changes. Now, they go all out to make it look big.
Mm-hmm.
But if they get just a little something out of it, they'll act disappointed and all this. But really, that's all they want.
They moved the click the meter over a little.
Exactly.
And they end this story, David Hines ends this story by saying, if all this stuff sounds military to you, that's because it is. You remember our friend Boone Cutler?
Yeah.
PSYOPs, psychological operations. That doesn't just happen over in the Middle East. That happens here in America to Americans. He says, think of this as a nonviolent army, because what they're doing, it's to them, we are the enemy, and it is hard work. Respect what they do. And try to duplicate it in the other direction.
Obama heads up the resistance, right?
Yeah, he does.
Mm-hmm. Now, this would certainly be a part of that act, right?
Once again, this would be. What they do, you know, Democrats are all about identity politics.
Right.
This, in essence, is the scientific version of identity politics. Normally, identity politics is they identify you as a Hispanic or a black or a woman or a homosexual or whatever, is, you know, a Muslim. You know, it goes beyond that. It goes to where people think on issues. To them, that's the more important identity, you see?
Well, with community organizers, Chris, I would assume this is the pattern they would fall if they're Democratic community organizers.
Let's just say they are part of the mechanism.
Right.
They may not even understand what role they play. They're like a cog in a machine.
Mm-hmm. But it's a
big machine, and it's been an effective machine.
Exactly.
And it's up to us to throw a wrench into that machine whenever we get the opportunity.
Which brings us to tomorrow night's contest.
We already planned this a few weeks ago, Nostradamus. Thanks for stopping by.
What are we going to do?
You know, our contest is very simple. You know the old story, shaping people's language. You shape the way they think, right? Well, you know, we're a little bit fed up with political correctness and, you know, the route they took with that. I mean,
undocumented aliens.
Yeah, I mean, it's just disgusting.
NRA is
evil.
Know,
they would do everything they could to try to push their program.
Basket of
deplorable.
Well,
what we need to do is come up with a new vocabulary that reflects the actions or life of our politicians, particularly the Democrats, and movie stars who would be synonymous, right? So I'm going to take a word that I think could really go into the new vocabulary would be, the sentence would say, we thought the man committed arcincide. What would arcincide be? Then my mind would go, oh, the Clintons had their Deadpool, and I'm not sure how the guy died.
Right.
He died of arcincide.
That's the type of thing that
we're looking for in our language creation.
Right. Kind of like Vince Foster. He committed suicide in a fashion that is physically impossible to do.
Right.
That would be arcincide, right? But on a positive side, and one of the inspirations of this was we had a caller a while back who came up with the phrase Trumpy.
Yes. You remember Randy Trumpy? Ross said the same thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you had come up with Trumplicans way back.
I know. We're always thinking of bumper stickers and feeling Trumpy.
Right. I would call that the feeling that the world is getting better every day and the worst is behind
us.
Actually, I'm feeling Trumpy today.
All right. One of our callers did use the term Arkansas in a call-in, and the minute I heard that, I'm thinking, boy, this is the beginning of a new vocabulary.
All right, so come up with
your word.
Think about it. You got 24 hours.
We're going to draw our five-step program.
And if they're good enough, we'll put them into the lexicon.
That's right. You know, put it up on Facebook.
I'm a philosopher, and one of the prerogatives of a philosopher is that we create words.
That's exactly right. So, we need a little help.
That's right. You know, the... what was it? Webster's just put "embiggen" into the dictionary, right?
From the Simpsons. Is "bigly" in there? I think it is.
I think it is too. Yeah. Yes, "embiggen" means to
make things bigger.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know where that was first used?
That's right.
That was a quote from Jedediah Sprungfeld on the Simpsons.
That's funny, isn't it?
What is it? An adventurous spirit embiggens the smallest
soul
of men.
That's
right. Whoa. Yeah. Well, Peggy might have a thought on this.
All right,
you know,
Chris? Let's get to the phone lines. But once again, you can go to our Facebook page. That's American Adversaries. And amongst a lot of other stuff, you will find the Spectrum of Allies analysis.
Yeah, comment on it, because we want to hear what you think about this whole idea.
Right. Okay, Peggy, you're up. Thanks for calling tonight.
Hey, hi, guys.
Hey, Peggy.
I called about the Dolphins.
Well, I tell you what. I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I thought we were up against the hard. That's right.
We're going to get this out here. Go ahead, Peggy.
We will extend this segment. Go ahead, and I will shut up.
Okay. I just wanted to call about the Dolphins when you guys brought that up. And, Mike, you know that I'm a big Dolphin fan.
Oh, jeez. Bills.
No.
Yeah. There you go.
No.
As much as I like Nick, no Patriots either.
Oh, boy. Nick, she's turning on us, you know.
What's your thought?
Be
what's
careful.
Your take
he's getting ready to cut you off.
What's your take on the whole thing?
Wow.
Yeah, but the Dolphins.
But I can't support them. I've been a Dolphin fan since Don Shula was the coach on their first year.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike and I talked about this before.
So you won't be watching games? You won't be spending money on the merchandise or anything?
No, never.
But Peggy, you wouldn't buy season tickets if you were a season ticket holder once he makes this announcement. How foolish to make the announcement at this point before you sell your season tickets. Not too smart, my friend. Not too smart.
So, Peggy, you've just gone from active ally to active opponent. So what this Rose guy did was he pushed you all the way four squares over to the far end of the spectrum.
Welcome to Buffalo, Peggy.
No.
I'll
just stick with the Steelers.
All right, that's funny. That sounds good. But,
that's
you know,
a funny one.
That is a sentiment that a lot of people are feeling.
Yep.
And it's disappointing. It's disheartening. Sports teams and Hollywood, you know, for what good it was.
What I don't understand, these are owners filthy rich. They can impose what they want because the reality of it is we know business-wise you could probably force this thing.
Yeah, they can, and
they're not getting any benefit by going the route they're going.
All right, this is another example of the spectrum analysis.
They're moving
the NFL used to be neutral.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? But they are no longer neutral. They are now part of the passive. Or maybe even certainly on the NFL level, they're now a passive ally.
They're allowing it.
By sitting back and allowing this to happen.
Because if the head of the union is, you know,
we're talking about the NFL, not the players.
I understand, but they work together. This is a coordinated affair on this kneeling. What? I don't know, Chris. I think they're really moving the ticket on this one.
We are seeing it happen before our very eyes.
Right in front of your eyes, in sports, major sport, number one sport.
And by the way, it doesn't always work out well. It's not working out
You're
well.
You're not giving a great conclusion.
It's not working out well for the NFL.
Not at all.
It's not working out well for Enterprise, Dallas, or United.
Yep.
It's not working out well for Walmart.
Didn't work out well for Papa John's.
No.
And I know.
The Walmart's being sued by a 20-year-old in Oregon for raising their limit for buying guns to 21 voluntarily.
Did you see their stock killed the other day?
They and Dick's are being sued because they have gone from being neutral now to being passive allies on the wrong side of the scale from where we see things. Hey, thanks, Peggy. Appreciate you so much.
When you think, though, Dennis, if you were a corporate head and watching what's taking place with Dix and, you know, all the different airlines, that you would go, I'm not jumping in that fire. Mm-hmm.
But here's the problem. Once again, you've got a lot of liberals who have infiltrated the boardrooms. And it's like, think about the Hollywood. Look at Hollywood, the Oscars the other night.
Yep.
Now, you go and talk to old Jim Kimmel and all the others and say, hey there, big dude, how come your ratings were down 20%? I guarantee you they're not going to blame it on themselves.
No, they're going to have an excuse. You be assured of that.
Yeah. So, see,
they'll have their own What Happened book coming in.
Liberals will walk blindly into this, disregarding even some of the pain they will feel themselves.
Like they disregarded the election results the day after the election.
Look, I used to like Robert De Niro. I refuse now to see a Robert De Niro. I will not pay money. And if I stumble on one of his movies on the TV, it's off in a stone-cold New York instant. I don't care if I liked the movie or not. If he's in it, I'm not going to be watching it. And I ain't the only one out there like that.
There's many, many out there like that.
Right.
Yep.
So, once again, there's much more going on here than meets the eye, and that's what this analysis points out. You see, and even some of the people who are being involved in this don't understand what they're being used to do.
Yep.
They're cogs. Particularly
the poor younger kids in college. I mean, they are really, truly victims of the directive of whoever the professor is or the organization that is taking advantage of these naive kids, moving them across the spectrum.
They're the definition of useful idiots.
I know. It's so sad, so unfair.
We now actually even have empirical evidence of that.
Yeah.
The government has come out with a study, I believe it was the government, that showed that millennials are even more gullible than senior citizens when it comes to scams.
Mm.
There's a common scam. This is for all of you out there, whatever age you are. The common scam is this. You get a call, and it may even be an 800 number, and you answer it. And then somebody says, I'm here from the IRS. We've done an audit, and we've discovered that you owe us money, and because you haven't paid it, we're going to send somebody out to arrest you unless you pay it. Oh, by the way, if you want to, you can pay it by purchasing iTunes cards. And guess what? People actually go for this.
Oh, my. Okay.
First of all, let me tell you, remember this. Put it in a bank. Mm-hmm. Do not forget it. The IRS does not call anybody. If anybody calls and identifies themselves from the IRS, you now immediately hang up because you know it is a fraudulent call. They do not phone anybody. I don't care who it is or what the amount is or what the issue is. They do not call anybody unless you call them and leave a message and have an agent call you back. They do not call anybody regardless out of the blue. They send letters. They send certified letters.
You know, amazing thing.
And they
Chris
can be pretty
is,
threatening in the letters, okay? And you better take them seriously. But the bottom line is, I don't care who it is, if they say they're from the IRS and you haven't already contacted them, it is a fraudulent phone call.
These phone calls actually go on all the time. I had one.
Yeah, I did too.
And, you know, obviously I was cognizant of how false it was. He was showered with words I'm sure he hadn't heard for quite a while. But the reality of it is, he gave me a good story. It was a good story.
Oh, it usually
is. But unfortunately, you know, we knew all the blocking points. But I think when he hung up, he wasn't real happy himself.
Once again, the IRS never, ever calls anybody out of the blue.
Yep.
Never. And they will never call anybody unless you call them first. They just don't do it.
Yeah.
Period. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got Rick on the line. Don't forget, Larry Elder follows us up at 7 o'clock. And if you are a resident of Apopka City and you would like to find out more about the candidates for city council and couldn't hear the town hall last night, it will be rebroadcast tomorrow at 5 p.m. on our sister station, WTLN. That's 1520 WBZW. I'm sorry.
BCW. 1520.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Anyway, it's up the dial
it's
at 1520. And as long as you are a resident of the city of Apopka, we will give you a pass for tomorrow night's show. But, of course, we will be doing our Thursday night contest, and we welcome you to get involved in that, too. We'll be right back with Rick and you.
Language creation.
There you go.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Springtime is here. That means it's time for the 34th annual All British Car Show.
Join the Central Florida British Car Club Friday, April 6th, 5:30 p.m. at Fiddler's Green in beautiful Winter Park for a pre-show meet and greet. And on Saturday, April 7th at 9 a.m. in Mead Gardens in Winter Park for the car show and judging. Along with up to 200 British cars, there will be specialty vendors, raffles, silent auction, and valve cover racing. Four Rivers, Jeremiah's, and Tijuana Flats will be there, and admission is free. It's fun for the whole family. So experience a day of British automotive history in picturesque Mead Gardens, April 7th. For more information, email info@allbritishcarclub.com. That's info@allbritishcarclub.com. A member of the British American Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, welcome back to the show. This will be a short segment. By the way, the Fox is now reporting the Florida legislature has passed that gun control measure, which included raising the age limit and extending the three-day waiting period.
It was nice to see it on National Fox.
All right, so we have seen movement once again in the spectrum. Let's get Rick in here. I just got a minute or so. Rick, thanks for calling.
Yeah, two things briefly about these miserable tariffs. There's an article here from the New York Times. It says President Bush in 2002 implemented his own steel tariffs. As a result, steel-consuming industries weren't so lucky, and they lost 200,000 jobs in downstream industries the following year. And it will raise the cost of doing business in steel and aluminum companies and make life much harder for the 6.5 million workers whose industries employed. A lot of people will lose their jobs.
Yeah.
Larry Elder had a good idea last night. You're forcing people to pay more for products. People should have the choice. They shouldn't have to pay more for these things. And it's just not fair. I just wondered what you thought of those two ideas.
Well, first of all, I don't put a whole lot of weight between in the New York Times. Those are the two of the more common arguments against tariffs. I don't have a lot of time to deal with them right now. I only have about a minute or so. But when George Bush imploded, yeah, when he set the tariffs in motion back then, the economics were different. The economy was different. He had not passed a corporate tax cut. He had not provided the economic environment to counter, say, the negative consequences of this. Part of, though, you must understand what Trump is trying to do is simply to get other countries to change their behavior. And if they do so, well, then we won't do what he's threatening to do. And he's already going to have some carve-outs in it. So he's doing it differently than President Bush did it. So, once again, I'm sorry I don't have enough time to really go into it. But the bottom line is we addressed this on the Sunday night show. You can go back and listen to our archive. That's AmericanAdversaries.com, and check it out. But it's the costs would be negligible. It isn't the price of steel and aluminum that would be problematic. It would be other countries raising the prices and tariffs on other things than aluminum and steel.
It would be the pushback.
Right,
the
exactly.
Tariffs
but as I mentioned earlier in the show, there is no country in the world that does not impose tariffs. And most of them are penalty-imposing tariffs to protect their own markets. We're one of the few countries in the world that doesn't do it. We're simply asking for fair and equal treatment. That's going to have to do it for today, though. Thanks, Rick, for the call. Appreciate you being out there. Once again, our Facebook page is American Adversaries. You can follow me on Twitter at Chris Hart Radio. And that archive, once again, is located in our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. And don't forget to check out all our great sponsors there, including Sutherland Nissan, the newest. Larry Elder next. Are you in El Dorado? I am. Night, everybody.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group.
It's 7 o'clock.